a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I've had an iPhone X / iPhone 10, right? Everyone calls it an X. Like, let's be real. It's an iPhone 10 though. And I've had that for years or whatever. It's slowly been getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Dropping it. Cracks. I've lived with a crack across the screen for like, I don't know, 2 years now. That's fine. And then I've been dropping it and it's getting worse and worse.
This is the standard procedure, isn't it? This is what happens with phones, is they slowly degrade and then
You're forced.
Yeah.
And forced to upgrade.
You patch them up and then you whack them on marketplace.
Yeah. And then you get a good deal. No, but my friend, my lovely friend, gave me her iPhone 12. And we're fighting about it at the moment because I want to give her money for it. And she said, no, it would just be in my drawer anyway. And I'm like, I don't care. You could sell this for money. Just take the money. And she refuses. So currently I send her money and she sends it back.
Who's the friend?
She keeps
sending it back.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Who's it? Do you want to send her a shout out? Or?
Hayley. Beautiful.
Oh,
Hayley.
Bless Hayley.
Love
Thanks
you,
for doing that, mate.
Love you, Hayley.
Could you get a bigger phone?
Oh, my God. It did. It's the iPhone. We discovered, me and you just said, it's the iPhone 12 Pro Max or something.
Yeah.
So, like, it's cool. It's like a big phone, but my hands are small. So, anyway, a lot of stretching. This is the thing that you don't realise, right? So, I've been trying over the last couple of weeks. She gave me the phone like a month ago, right? But I've been trying to back up my iPhone to my iTunes. But my Mac that I've got at home is the computer I use for all my DJ stuff back in the day. So it is full with music, full to the brim with music. So I use it for music only and iTunes backup on my phone.
Better hang on to all those LimeWire MP3s.
Mate, I don't care. It's my collection. So I've got some pretty cool ones in there.
I've got a collection too. It's called Spotify.
Yeah, well, you don't own it.
And it's all there, but I do.
No.
I can listen to it whenever I want. Do you have to go and find your Mac?
But there's certain bootlegs that you can't get on Spotify that are there in my computer. Anyway, so I've been trying to upgrade, but it's like, oh, so you plug your phone in and it upgrades for like, it backs up for like 2 hours and then it's like, there's not enough room on this computer.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you back up to iCloud. No, you don't have enough iCloud space.
Pay $4.95.
Okay, I do. So $4.95 a month is what I pay for 200 gig.
Yeah.
Your next option, 2 terabyte, $14.95 a month.
Oh.
So there's nothing in between. No, we don't do in between stuff. No, it's either $4 or $14.95. That's it. There are your two options.
How badly
And I thought, no, I'm not doing that.
How badly do you need a phone though?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, mate,
but
just do it.
Who can afford $15 a month at the moment on storage? Shut up. Anyway.
So many questions.
Okay. So then yesterday I dropped my phone in the supermarket, picked it up and I'm like, oh, it was actually, and I was like, okay, it was getting progressively worse. I could only see half a screen. It was flashing. I couldn't put my passcode in. So I thought, okay, what do I need to do? Number one, I got it to not lock. So I got the screen to not lock so I wouldn't have to put the password in again.
Yeah.
Number two, I went to accessibility and did that thing where you press on something and the voice tells you what it is.
Yeah, okay.
That took me like an hour and a half. And then I was like, okay, can I get the two phones together? Because then they can do a quick setup and I can put my old phone onto my new phone. Cool. Then my new phone was like, no, you need to download the latest iOS on this new phone. I'm like, oh! And the internet in Ocean Grove sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. So I was sitting there like, this is never going to happen. Okay, so then I drove to Warren Ponds Optus, right?
Yep.
Went to Warren Ponds Shop instead of the first time. Great, awesome, but I was stressed.
Grab some gummy chicken.
I was stressed.
That'll calm you down.
So then I went to Optus and they're like, and I'm like, hey, back in the day, I don't know if you do this still, but I had my old phone. When you guys used to give me a new phone, you would just take my old phone and be like, hey, come back in 45 minutes, all the stuff's going to be on your new phone. The guy's like, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, well, what? Okay. And I said, because the only thing is I could upgrade now to get more cloud so that I can back up my old phone. But the problem is you can't upload an iCloud package unless you do it on your device. You can't log into iCloud, Apple, and do it on your PC or Mac.
Yeah.
No, you have to do it on your device. My device is broken. You see where this rat maze is? It just never ends. The cheese apparently is inside, but it just never, ever ends. So it's just this horrible thing. Finally, He goes, hey, maybe go get your screen fixed, pay to do that. And then you can, and I'm like, smart. How much is that going to be? He's like, oh, there's a guy here maybe that does it for $45 or something. Cool. Went into the shop. They're like, no, it's $145. I'm like, no, all right. And then I'm like, the guy was actually lovely. Then I went to another guy. He's like, I do it for $140. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyway, I thought I'll come to work and I'll steal the work's internet. And then finally, I had to leave my phone here overnight. And I it's a miracle that I have a phone today.
So,
but we got there.
So did so you paid the $14.95 for the extra iClouds? But what do you? No. Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, so everything's just gone from one phone to the next.
Yeah.
Okay, but you still got those bootlegs, don't you, mate? That's the main thing.
Wicky wick.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello, Beck.
Hey, Beck.
Hello.
Last week, we tried. We were live at the Wharf Shed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was considered one of our most terrible rounds of all time.
So, but people were doing the sing-along.
They were.
So you know how... Do you, Loggy particularly, Lingy not so much. Loggy, do you ever get asked, but why don't you do stand up? Does anyone, has everyone say, do you ever, would you ever?
Yeah,
do
but I know why. Because I suck at it.
Well, sure. Yeah. Because there's that sort of immediate reaction from the audience. They're like right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I haven't done it so far because I'm scared.
No, but when you say things in a certain way, and that was Tom. And then people just laugh and you're like, you don't even know why you're laughing. It's just because I said it funny.
Yeah, but also they give you instant feedback like Ed from St. Albans Park who came up after Lyrical Headlines last week and said, that was disgusting. Worst effort ever. All right, Ed. Thanks. Tell me what you really think. So look, I'm looking to improve this week. Beck, what's the theme?
It's a bit of a mixed theme today because I was looking at what June 15th is a national day for, and there are quite a few national days for on June 15th.
We should probably know.
There's like, you know, you have the National Day of Pirates, which is not a part of this, but those kind of sort of things. Yes. So I got inspiration from a national day of, from June 15th.
Oh, okay, all right.
Nice. Very random, vague. But let's go with
random.
It.
All right,
cool. We're going to learn a bit today.
We are. What you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We'll decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Good well
start.
Done, guys. Yes.
Sharp.
All right, lyrical headlines. Question number one, let's play.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing
Loggy.
That I know.
It's Ed Sheeran, Celestial?
No.
Oh,
what a shame.
Sorry, mate. A few more lyrics for us.
Sure. It's the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We
Tom.
Made these.
Ed Sheeran photograph?
Yes.
Lovely. We keep this love
in a photograph. Is it the national day?
It's Nature Photography Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, beautiful.
I've got 1,000 photos of Wombi.
Yeah.
Sorry, when you said nature photography, my mind went somewhere else.
Went to the back beach. Of,
yeah, let's not think about it. What is it?
Addis.
Yeah. Addis.
El natural.
Is that a way? All right. Question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. When you first left me, I was wanting more, but you were that girl next door. What you do that for? When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I'd never been on my own that way, but just sat by myself all day. I was lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found the light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone so you can have a little wine and a moan.
Yeah.
And it's Lucky. Only because...
It's Lily Allen... Damn, why do I keep giving you guys the artists?
So a little, it's only because you're feeling alone. At first, when I see you cry.
No, don't keep going. Are you going on with more lyrics there?
Yeah, that's okay. I don't
because
know.
Because she
yeah, are you out? Are you out?
I'm
Wait.
Out, I'm out.
Okay, sorry. I just.
Sorry. Yeah, no,
you know,
no,
she
no,
just
sorry.
Looked at me
you're
and
fine.
Went.
You're fine.
Okay, so at first, when I see you cry, yeah, it makes me smile.
It's Lily Allen smile.
Give it. When I see you cry. Yeah, it makes me
It's National Smile Power Day.
Smile Power?
Where's
Smile
Jono power. When you need
Yeah.
He could power the world with this one.
All right. Look, it's a Tom win with... What do I get assistance points like in NBA?
No. Yeah, two assists. Well done. Assists. All right. Look, we do have time for maybe one more question just all for right. fun. Hey,
come
here
on,
we
Winnie.
Go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. We were at a party. His earlobe fell into the deep. Someone reached in and grabbed it. It was a rock lobster.
Like we were at the Love Shack rock lobster.
No.
No, sorry, BB2's rock lobster.
I mean, it is for pride. It doesn't really matter.
You've had one of those mornings, haven't you?
Love Shack rock lobster.
So the band's two biggest hits.
B52's rock lobster.
Yes.
Give her a little pat on the head.
Don't ever, ever karaoke this song. Because you think it'll be really funny, everyone knows it from Family Guy, and then a lot of it is just standing around.
Oh, because there's these bits.
So yep. You say rock lobster, and then there's not much.
Yes.
Okay. So, Beck, what day is it that involves rock lobsters?
National Lobster Day.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. Self-explanatory. All right. Amazing. That's a win for me. I will take it too. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate you showing up. And we'll play... Did I win Guess the Year and Lyrical this week? I think I did.
Yeah, with a couple of assists.
Hey, this week. Can't get much better than that.
Call me Pippin.
We'll play again next. Like from the stage play?
No. Okay. Thomas.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
I'm going to take this one if I can. Thanks, mate.
Go on. I'll bowl it here.
Hey,
yeah. Oh, nice.
Hey, did you catch any of the cricket, Lingy?
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, the world champion. Was it
Test Championship?
World Championship. Is that a thing? Is that just
it
something
is.
Made up?
No, it's to try and declare the number one test playing nation.
Yeah. I've never heard of it
every
before.
2 years. It is reasonably newish.
Okay.
Ashes starting Friday, I think.
Oh,
so pumped.
Well,
so excited.
Good timing. I don't know if it was a coincidence or what, but Bluey has released a cricket episode. So this was the new episode. So I don't know, you guys probably don't do this on a Sunday morning, but the new episode comes out 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and we're obviously up from about 5:30. So by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I am pulling what little hair I've got left out of my scalp. So we're all really excited to sit down for the 7 minutes of the brand new Bluey episode. Mm. And it was cricket-based this week just gone, and it's really struck a chord, as it often does, Bluey is a TV show.
Yeah.
Really struck a chord, particularly with the cricket world, because it's a beautiful episode where essentially they're at a sort of a picnic barbecue thing, and Rusty, who's Bluey's mate, whose dad's in the army, so he's at home a lot, he's a Kelpie.
Yeah.
He turns out that he's a really good batsman. And so the dads all of a sudden start trying to bowl him out, and he's just whacking him all over the park. Because
yeah.
He does the Don Bradman at home where he's hitting it against the wall and
with the stick.
Just loves yep. cricket.
Yeah.
And he's this beautiful kid that just doesn't realise that they're getting really annoyed and really trying to get this kid out because they should be able to get a kid out, yeah?
Yeah.
And in the end he just... ponies one up, like hits one straight up so his little sister can catch it, and she catches it because she's used to playing beach cricket with him.
Aww.
Anyway, at the end, because it's time for lunch, so he does that and she catches the ball, and then he wanders off, and this is the scene, he wanders off to the barbecue as if he's got his bat under his arm as if he's been out in a real cricket game, and he passes himself in the future and sort of high fives him as he's going out fully decked out in Australian cricket kit out onto the field or whatever, onto the pitch.
Cute.
It's really beautiful. It gives me shivers just talking about it. Buddy Bluey gets you every time.
So many people talking about it online. Someone said, Greg Jericho is his name on Twitter, when today's episode of Bluey airs in the USA, cricket will become the national sport.
Yeah. It is that good. It is that good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We found out a lot about sort of the Ling relationship dynamic this week.
Yeah, well, Dodsy admitted to me that way back in the day when she was about 12, 13, 14 years of age, she had a massive crush, random crush, on Nathan Cavalieri, the child guitar prodigy who I'm sure a lot of people our age would remember. Yeah. Played with Tommy Emmanuel.
Just amazing Baby skills.
King. I didn't know he was in a movie.
Crazy skills. Yeah, pause. P-O-W-S, not P-A-U-S-E.
P-A-W-S. I swear you said P-O-W-S then.
You did.
Pals. That's a whole
Why
different movie.
Why does my brain fight me so much? It was about a dog and he was wearing a little bow tie. Oh. And I remember watching it when I had a really bad fever once. Anyway, that's a story for another time.
Okay, cool. We found out that Alec Baldwin was your crush. Found out that Princess Fergie was your crush.
It wasn't a crushling. It was just a soft spot.
I just thought she was really pretty.
Random.
You didn't bring anything to the table at all, Cameron.
No, and I'm still not, and I'm still skipping over that. That we got Dodgy on the phone.
What would you have liked? Young Margaret Thatcher.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
The thinking man's crumpet.
Yeah. Oh, she is a hottie, actually.
Yes, she is. We got Dodgy on. We had a good chat. She admitted, I don't know why she actually, she just said, just yum, pretty much. She just like that sort of.
We have to admit. This. We have to always put this caveat in. She was a child when he was a child.
Yes. That's, yes.
Okay?
Thank you very much. You made the big statement, Tommy, saying, actually, I know someone who knows someone who could possibly get him on the line and a chat.
Mm.
Loggy and I both looked at each other and like, here we go again. Tommy's going to promise something and not follow
through. And then we'll be like, hey, did you end up emailing? I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you done anything about it?
Well, here's what I can say to you, and I hope Dodsy's listening. I don't have anything locked in yet.
Why is that, Tom? Have you sent any emails?
I have.
Put some feelers out.
I'm waiting to hear back because hopefully after the show this morning, we will have Nathan Cavalieri on the phone. We will get Dodsy on the phone also.
Is this
give
legit?
Give them some private time and then we will play it back on the show tomorrow morning, which would be great because you won't be here to hear it. So it doesn't matter if they sort of get into it a little bit.
And when you say private time, is it like a conjugal visit type of situation? Like whatever happens on the phone stays on
That's
the phone.
That's why we're not doing it live.
It'll be like that note you read out yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit. No, don't you? Why would you want that? Why would you suggest
that? Yeah, good
that?
Point. That was a stupid comment.
It's your
comment.
Wife. Anyway, so that's. I'm just waiting for final confirmation, but the plan is post 9 o'clock this morning, we will record a chat with Nathan Cavalieri, which we can play back tomorrow morning on the show, and subject to Dodsy's availability, she will also be part of the chat.
Do you reckon Tommy will actually get it done?
I have faith, but I've been wrong before.
Next stop, Fergie. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Casey Barnes. A while ago, we caught up with Casey, had a good chat to him. Lovely guy.
Awesome.
Yep.
Big Lingy guy, too, we found off here.
My
he was
God.
Like, is this the Lingy?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That was a little boost to the ego, I must admit. Yeah. When he said that, I looked at you too, just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you too lucky?
Well, so he was saying. We are. No, we don't. We know. We know what
no,
we
I
are.
No, we are.
We know what we are and we know what you are and we know that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So Casey apparently played footy with Nick Riewoldt for Southport up on the Gold Coast just before he got drafted. So, you know.
Yeah, big footy fan.
Yeah. So he's a big footy guy. And then not long after we caught up with Morgan Evans.
Yeah.
Of Day Drunk fame and, you know, it's countless. Kiss Somebody, it's countless hits, right?
So Diamond something.
Yeah, one of our...
Sorry.
Well done. Thanks for your contribution. You really added to that. So he's one of our biggest country exports.
Yeah.
Yeah? And spends a lot of his year in Nashville.
Mm. And guess who what else was in Nashville for the CMA Music Fest?
Mm. Casey Barnes.
Casey Barnes.
Right. So when we spoke to him, he was heading to Nashville.
Yeah.
And in the chat that we had with Morgan, something just popped into my head. I call it an instinct after the Vance Joy Dean Lewis rivalry that we tried to build up to see if they would fight each other.
Yeah.
By the way, Vance Joy reckoned he could take Dean and he was up for it.
And Dean Lewis was like, I admit it.
Just concede.
I just concede.
He fell over quicker than Katie Waitman. All right, here we go. Morgan, we late last week caught up with the Gold Coast own Casey Barnes. Do you think you could take him in a fight?
Met him in person, I think, maybe one or two times. I can't remember. Isn't he tall? I know he's a fit guy. Is he tall or is he?
Oh, you're sass talking, Morgan. I don't even remember. Who's he again? Oh, I know what you're doing and I love it, Morgan. No, no, no. My money's on you.
The tattoos make it at least 10% tougher, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'll let you know if I run into Casey in any dark alleyways or anything like that.
He'll hear this, mate, so he'll know. He'll see you before you see him.
So Morgan didn't let us know anything.
Mm.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
But you know who did is Casey Barnes. So he messaged us yesterday on Insta, sent us a couple of photos. Look at that, Lingy. Who are those two heads?
Oh, they all smile.
Yeah. So that's Casey Barnes and Morgan Evans.
Yeah.
Session guitarist by the name of Danielle. So he sent us a few happy snaps of them in Nashville,
yes,
in a room hanging out.
Yeah. You brought them together.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but no, you
brought
the
them music,
together.
Not the music at all. Mm. You, Tom.
Well, disappointingly, I mean, and this is a little bit selfish on my behalf, but Casey said, we decided the fight wasn't in order. Because they are all smiles. They're all friends there.
Too much joy in the world.
I know.
And he said, we could have or should have mocked up a fake fight, but instead they wrote a song together. So,
bless.
Casey Barnes, Morgan Evans, from us trying to pit them together,
mm-hmm,
a beautiful thing has occurred.
Collaboration.
The world is going to be blessed with music.
Oh. It is totally thanks to Tom.
Well, I can imagine the way it went down is that sort of Casey's people spoke to Morgan's people.
Yeah.
They got in a room together. Mm. You know, maybe the creativity had a bit of a lull. What have you been up to? Oh, hey, actually, I got asked if I could take you in a fight recently by Cameron Ling and some other guys in Geelong. And oh, yeah, no, I spoke to them too. And that's, I think that was the connection. I can't imagine.
I think it's amazing that our name was brought up in Nashville somewhere.
Yeah. Cameron Ling's name. It would have been Lingy and the other guys, which is, again, what we're used to. But I look forward to hearing the song and I feel like maybe that's another, like we can claim that connection.
Amazing.
Can we guess the name of the song? Just have a quick guess.
Diamonds or something.
Lingy's wanker co-host.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I want to chat about overthinking things. People say, don't think so much, don't. Don't, you're worrying too much. And then what happens when you don't worry? You stuff up.
Okay.
Oh, did that come out right?
Is this the weekly meeting you have with Loggy where you say stop thinking as
much? Yeah, yeah.
He does. He we've got a whole thing. He takes me into the room, he turns the lights down.
Yeah.
And he's like,
light up some Nag Champa.
Yeah.
Just really grab the cushions out.
And then he puts a cushion over my face and says, sleep now, child. Sleep now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.